The day before the Passover, we could tell that Jesus seemed distant. We gathered for supper on that night, and while we were eating, Jesus got up from the table, took off his jacket, and tied a towel around his waist. Then Jesus poured water into a basin. Jesus started to wash all our feet and wipe them with the towel. Jesus came to me, Simon Peter, and I said, "Wait, what are you doing?" Jesus said to me, "Simon Peter, I know it doesn't make sense now, but later you'll get it." I said, "No way, you're never going to wash my feet. We have servants to do this kind of work for us." But then Jesus said, "Unless you help me wash your feet, I can't let you be part of what we are doing." Jesus knew how to get me where it counts. He knew I had given my life to him. Still not understanding completely, I said, "Well then, not just my feet, wash my hands and head too." Jesus smiled at me in the way he often did. "Your feet are enough, Peter," he said, "but not every one of you is clean. There are some messes I won't be cleaning up tonight." Jesus knew that Judas would betray him. Still, he treated us all the same. He loved and served us all to the end. After Jesus washed everyone's feet, he sat back down at the table and started teaching. He said, "I'm your teacher and have set an example for you. You should wash each other's feet. If you know what to do, do it." It was difficult for us to understand what he meant at that time. Washing feet is a job for servants. Or if a servant is not available, it is something we take care of ourselves. But by his example, Jesus was asking us to serve one another. That night, Jesus said, "Pretty soon I'll be leaving you, and where I go, you cannot come. I give you a commandment: love each other. As I've been loving you, love each other. That's how people will know that you are my followers, if you love each other." We remembered these words and realized their meaning later, when we started to become a community living in the Spirit of Jesus.